The remainder of the session is going to be a series of talks that are part of a project called the IC Project, Integrating Spatial Educational Experiences, Mapping a New Approach to Teaching and Learning Soil Science. It's a USDA-funded project that a number of us are involved in, and I'll mention everybody here in just a minute. I'm going to give you a general overview of the project, and then there'll be a number of specific presentations. We've talked about this a number of times before, but IC stands for Integrating Spatial Educational Experiences, and the idea is that we're teaching with maps, and we're integrating these detailed maps into our soils teaching program. And in doing so, the students learn how and why soils and landscapes vary at different scales and why it matters. And actually, one of the, I'll mention that a little bit later. We've had a website for a number of years, ic.purdue.edu, for now, and as this new, in the new project, we'll have a new website with a more generic URL. We're focusing now on iPad app, moving that into the App Store fairly soon, hopefully somewhere around the first of the year. And there'll be a display, there'll be a version of that on display at the K through 12 booth, including Alfred's maps that we just got. But the idea is the iPads have really been a game changer. When the technology changes, certain technology allows you to do things that you couldn't do before. And with the iPads, we could fully bring them into the classroom and into the field. We've been working with this field component using rugged tablets for a number of years, but this part is quite new. And just a brief background, this didn't happen overnight. We've been at it about 10 years. So 10 years ago, we wrote the first proposal to purchase some rugged tablet PCs to experiment with this concept. And the focus was mainly on Tippecanoe County, Indiana, initially, because that's where we live, and that was what was easy to do. And we were learning as we went along. In 2008, we received a Higher Education Challenge Grant, where we coined this name for the project, and we were able to expand to the entire state of Indiana. By 2010, as part of this project, we had a website that's now been quite stable, but it needs to be updated. And in 2003, we got this second Higher Education Challenge Grant. That's a multi-state grant to expand to six more states. And so we're expanding to Wisconsin, Illinois, Kentucky, Ohio, West Virginia, and Texas. And if you're wondering why Texas is out there separated, both Philip and I are from Texas. So there's a connection there. And of course, Christine Morgan is a good collaborator as well. There's four major components of this, a lot of which most people won't ever see, and it takes a lot of different people to make this go. One part is creating the maps, and then once you have them ready, you have to deliver them. And okay, so you've got maps and you've got a delivery mechanism. You have to kind of work at incorporating that into your learning environment. And then as part of this project, we must also assess the impact of effectiveness of what we're doing. In terms of creating the map, all of this data is publicly available data. It's all, we're based using the GSERGO data from NRCS, which is already rasterized. That saves a tremendous amount of time. We're using the National Elevation Data Set, or the best available elevation data, and then we bring in other maps as necessary. And the maps are designed specifically to support the way we teach and soil science and to support the learning of our students. This dominant soil parent material map is the most complex, and there's a poster session this afternoon on this. But then we have a number of these other maps of soil properties as needed. And as a general theme, we try to, a lot of these are basically maps of the factors of soil formation, because we teach that. That's a way that many of us approach soil science. And in the project, the participants are creating the maps for their own states. Delivering the maps, we're using ArcGIS 10.2 desktop for the map creation, so we're in Esri's ecosystem, and which has some advantages and disadvantages, but it's a very robust GIS system. We're using ArcGIS 10.2 server, which will serve the maps online, and that server is housed in the Purdue University Libraries, so they're involved. We're working on a tablet app for iPads at this time. That's being done by the Department of Computer Graphics Technology at Purdue, and they're using Xcode and ArcGIS software development kit for iOS, all these things that we don't really understand, but that's their bread and butter. And then eventually we'll redesign the website and make that available. In terms of incorporating IC into the learning environment, you'll hear about that in other talks, but the participants are using it in their own teaching programs. Mostly the introduction is in pedology classes initially, because most of the people are pedologists, but then we also expect them to reach out to other classes in their universities to get the impact that we need. Next year, we'll do a workshop on Sunday to show people how to use it, and we should be fully up and running by then. And then the Discovery Learning Research Center at Purdue is doing the assessment. We're using pre-tests and post-tests. We're using a validated test of spatial ability by Lee and Bednarz. And then there's a post-course survey of effectiveness of this approach. And there's a lot of participants, and I just want to acknowledge everyone because it's quite fun to work with everybody and see all these pieces together. There's four faculty members in the agronomy department, but it's the students that get the things done for us, and Minerva Durantis and Ryan Schrader have been working very diligently on the project, and Mercy and Shams have been helping with workshops and things like that. Computer Graphics Technology, the faculty advisors are Bedrich Bennis and Ron Glutzbach, but it's these guys that are working on the app. Chris Gaeta, in 2 months, he had a working app that we'll demo here in a little bit later. The Purdue University Library is involved. Nicole Kong is our GIS librarian. She provides that support, and so she's teaching me how to work with the GIS server. And when I get stuck, she helps me out. And when it breaks, the library has to fix it, not me. And Marianne Brakey has been very supportive, too, in various aspects. And then the staff of the Discovery Learning Research Center doing the assessment. And project contributors, I've tried to list everybody that I knew. I probably missed a few. But Alfred and his students, David Evans and Kabindra, I'm not going to pronounce his last name, have made great progress, and Alfred's maps will be on the version that's in the K-12 booth. University of Illinois, Bob Darmody and Jennifer Fratterigio are the faculty contacts. They're working with Ron Coleman with NRCS to do the maps for Illinois and incorporate it into their programs. Brian Lee, who's in landscape architecture at University of Kentucky, is working with Tassos Carathanasis, so we'll get the landscape architecture impact as well. Ohio State, Brian Slater, and Sothke. I'll leave it at that. And Brian and Sothke have made great progress. You'll see that on the poster. University of West Virginia, Jim Thompson. He's got his parent material map, first draft, available. And at Texas A&M, Christine Morgan, working with Jonathan Gross and Julieta Collazo, have a draft of all of Texas, which is the most difficult one. It's a huge state. Julieta went through, I think, 1,500 soil series descriptions to make that map. So take a look at that when you get a chance. And then NRCS, Sharon Waltman is the officially assigned collaborator on the project, and she's providing lots of great support. Philip Schernenberger and Doug Wysocki have been helping with integrating this into the national parent material maps. And then our colleagues in Indiana have given us great support over the years, including in this project. Sam Andurante comes to the meetings and provides additional input and suggestions. So we really appreciate everybody's input. And we've got to acknowledge the Higher Education Challenge Grant, and this is all the verbiage that they say we're supposed to put up there. So we appreciate that to make all of this happen. So I think my time is about, okay, I've got time for one question. That's the end of my presentation. So if anybody has a question, if not, we will go on to John. So.
Well, thanks.